The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Laylatul Qadr is so important that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam and through him to all of us, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. How can you know what is Laylatul Qadr? How much you know about Laylatul Qadr? Had it not been that Allah in the first place introduced Laylatul Qadr to us, we were like previous nations. We had no knowledge of Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr was there, but Allah introduced it to us. And from the time that Rasulullah became Hujjah of Allah, he's of course involved in what happens in Laylatul Qadr. He's not like us hearing about Laylatul Qadr. The angels, the spirit, descend to him. And then, as we have in hadith, it goes to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and then imams after him. We have many hadiths about this concept. But it seems that either Allah wants to say, had it not been that Allah informed you, you were not able to grasp the significance of Laylatul Qadr. Or maybe even after experiencing Laylatul Qadr, still the Hujjah of Allah is part of this process. The process that starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by sending all the angels and the spirit down. The Hujjah of Allah is the other part of it, the other end of it. But he may not be aware of everything as Allah is. So, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. The beauty of Laylatul Qadr is not just one thing or two things. One of the beauties of Laylatul Qadr, one of the blessings of Allah for us in Laylatul Qadr, is that Allah in this night finalizes our next year's affairs. What is going to happen to us, either directly or indirectly? For example, who is going to die? Who is going to be born? Rizq, rain, even things in nature which relate to us. Who is going to hajj? Who is going to succeed in his exam? Who is going to fail? Who is going to, I don't know, marry? Who is going to get a job or lose a job? Everything in the next 12 months is finalized in Laylatul Qadr. Of course, لِلَّهِ فِيهَا الْمَشِيَّةِ. Maybe something happens throughout the year that Allah overrides. But in general, these are the things for the next 12 months. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this in a way that we can participate. He doesn't, you know, decide for us without informing us, or just informing us and not allowing us to do anything. He informs us and he invites us to participate in this process. In order to create a very safe environment and a very blessed environment, a connection, a link takes form. There are always links between heaven and the earth in many different ways. Alhamdulillah, we are connected to heaven. We have Quran with us. Hablun mamdudun min as-sama ila al-ard, the rope extended from the heaven to the earth. We have Imam al-Zaman, ayna sababul muttasilu bayna al-ard wa as-sama. So throughout the year, alhamdulillah, we have these two connections with heaven. And of course, we have angels who Allah commissions to help us, to protect us. We have talked about the ayah, lahu mu'aqqabat, about the angels who are responsible for protection, for inspiration. So there are, alhamdulillah, lots of connections between heaven and earth. But we never have such a strong connection that we have in Laylatul Qadr. In Laylatul Qadr, Allah sends all the angels, because Al-Malaika is Al-Jam' Al-Muhalla Bil-Alif Bil-Lam, which is, they say, is Mufidun Lil-Umum. The Ma'na Al-Zahiri is Umum, generality, unless there is evidence to exclude something. So Al-Ma'na Al-Zahiri is all angels, and the Spirit Allah sends them down. So he doesn't, you know, keep or reserve anyone with him. He sends all down. Sometimes a king maybe sends his people, you know, either for war or, I don't know, for a feast or whatever. But at least he keeps some people with him. But Allah sends all the angels and the spirit down the Hujjah of Allah, who is connecting us to them, who represents us, who is Imam of us and representative of Allah, but also he represents humanity. Khalifatullah is also Imam for Nas. So he represents Allah and he represents us. He is Hujjah of Allah. Allah can argue based on his Hujjah and say, you know, why you didn't do this or that, my Hujjah was available. We can also argue with Allah. I say, no. If he says, what was your reason? I say, I followed your Hujjah. So he has two functions. So we have very close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with heaven in Laylatul Qadr. So we find the nearest position between Malakut and Mulk in Laylatul Qadr. Allah informs us that I have created this setting, that in a very blessed night, Laylatul Mubarak, in a night which is full of peace, salamun here, I am sending all the angels and the spirit with your affairs. You are so important for me that I will send down your affairs with all the angels and the spirit to my Hujjah. But you can do something. You can be reviving this night. You can do ihya of this night. If your soul is, you know, asleep, if you are, you know, not conscious, still you can get benefits. But you don't, you want to be present when a decision is made about you? You should be present, and you should, you know, be praying at that time. Maybe you need to negotiate, maybe you need to argue, maybe you need to express your excuses for the past. Maybe you can bring some intercessors when, you know, if you have a case in the court, or you want to get a permission or something, you know, from an office. So you try to support your case. You try to bring, you know, records of, you know, doing good work, committee work, charity work, I don't know. Bring people who can, you know, intercede for you. So Allah says, this is going to happen and I invite you to participate.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.